It's time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
So this week I covered a few different topics with Brooke. So we start off by talking about UNDRIP, which is the United Nations Declaration of Rights for Indigenous People, or something around, yeah, that's what it stands for. And ACT has opposed this and said that all parties within New Zealand Parliament should be opposing this. We then also touch on Māori businesses and how the governors asked government agencies to include 5% of their bids to go towards Māori businesses, and which can result in better outcomes for Māori and other minority groups in New Zealand. And then finally, I finish off by asking Brooke about some of the terms that the ACT Party has been using recently, which could be considered controversial, primarily the use of the term ethnostate and the term divisive. So here is our chat. So I want to start off by talking about He Puapua and the United Nations Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. Now, this is about Indigenous people and only Indigenous people. So why would anyone other than Māori need to be consulted when it is in fact about no one else's rights in this situation?
I think it's hugely important that we consult all New Zealanders when we're talking about putting in place policies that would change the liberal democratic framework of our country. So if I break down...
This is not about anyone else's rights. This is about the rights of Indigenous people.
Yes, but the rights of Indigenous people are already protected under our current laws. So if you look at our Bill of Rights Act, for example, it says that any person who belongs to an ethnic minority shall not be denied the right to enjoy the culture of that minority. We have laws in place in New Zealand that state that all people should be equal and should not be denied rights based on their race.
Brooke, this declaration has stated that it allows for the protection of culture, while universal rights only speaks to enjoying culture. How can we expect Indigenous people to enjoy their culture if they're not allowed to be given the right to protect and develop it as well?
Well, I mean, if you also look at the Universal Declaration of Human Rights that New Zealand is also part of, you know, it goes further than that Bill of Rights, and it says that everybody is entitled to all of the rights and freedoms in this declaration without any distinction of any kind based on race. It's really important that we're either a liberal democracy where everybody is born free and equal and we have all the same rights,
but this is the thing, Brooke, is that we're not, even if we're necessarily born with all the same rights, people are not being given the same rights on a day-to-day basis. People of minorities are treated unfairly in this country, so why shouldn't we be given more rights to them so that they can be treated fairly?
Well, I think this goes back to that fundamental problem. And you could argue until the cows come home that people might have... I guess, different education standards or different healthcare standards or different housing standards and outcomes. But what is so vital is that we have a liberal democracy that protects and provides the rights for all people to be considered equal. And I don't want to see New Zealand becoming a country where we're stirring up racial division. I think you'd need to go back to why is it that Helen Clark, the Prime Minister of the Labor government, for 9 years refused to sign this agreement. And at that time, they said that it was fundamentally incompatible with our constitutional and legal arrangements. And the Māori Affairs spokesperson at the time, the minister, said that it implies that Indigenous people should have a right of veto over parliamentary lawmaking. And that's a very strong statement to be making at that time. I think what we want to see as a country going forward is that every single person, you know, it shouldn't matter whether you're born a certain race or a certain gender, you're a certain height or anything, you should have the same rights and freedoms as all other people. And importantly, you should be treated with respect. And I think we do have some way of overcoming some barriers that we have in society, but trying to change the fundamental laws that underpin our country is not the way to create an idea that we are all equal. What this actually does is separates people based on their race. It says because your parents were from one particular ethnic group versus another, you are denied rights that are being given to other people. And I think that is fundamentally wrong because the liberal democracy, the rights that we all have, are so important.
Okay, so I wanted to move on to our next topic for this week, and we're talking about Māori businesses. Now, you've previously said that the government has not done enough to support small businesses, and now the government is asking agencies to make 5% of their bids for Māori businesses. So why isn't ACT supporting this when these businesses are run and employ those who are most adversely affected by societal outcomes, as well as having higher rates of innovation, productivity and resilience?
Well, there's a lot to unpack there, but I think this kind of goes back to the same topic that we were talking about before. It creates an ethnic division where there doesn't need to be one. So if you look at what the government has actually done, they went to Cabinet last year and they decided as a government that 5% of all of the government's contracts will go to Māori business. That's everything from the Defence Force to people who contract to state housing. And the problem with this is that contractors are now being asked to define themselves as whether they are Māori or they're not Māori.
Well, there is a definition out there that has been put out, at least by the Ministry of Education, around what it means to be a Māori business, which means that it's not going to be too hard for a business to decide whether they do fall under that. And part of it comes down to Māori ownership, predominantly supporting those who are part of the Māori community and the incorporation of Māori kaupapa.
So nothing of that has anything to do with the service they're actually providing.
This is not just about the service they're providing, system. Though. This is about providing for those communities which are needing the help the most and are needing their businesses to be supported. And government bids are a huge part of doing that.
Well, all this will do will help those Māori businesses who already have business. This will help Māori who are already doing well. This won't go any way to helping Māori who are struggling with education, health or housing. But what it will do...
If you support a community by giving it income, you're going to get out better societal outcomes through education, housing.
Well, then you tell me what part of this definition would actually ensure that most vulnerable people are being looked after through this policy. Because the way I see it is that there is nothing here, there is no evidence that the government can actually point to that says that this will, in fact, help the most vulnerable people.
So I want to discuss some of the terms that you've used when we were in our previous argument and also around this and previous conversations you've had. Now, ACT has stated that New Zealand is becoming a kind of an ethno-state. Is ACT sure that they want to place policy and moves that support minorities in this country alongside other areas of history and around the world, such as apartheid and neo-Nazis?
I think that's an extremely strong claim, and I think you want to be quite careful.
Well, ethnostate is an extremely strong term which is used to describe situations such as those.
I think where we're getting to is this fundamental question of what do we want our society to be like? Do we want to live in a country where my rights are different to your rights, based on who my parents were? I don't want to see New Zealand going down that route. I don't want to see people being...
Well, when there's generational disparity, then surely this is something we should consider. When there's generational disparity, surely this is something that we should be considering when putting through policy.
I think changing the fundamental core of our society that says that all people are born equally and should be afforded the same rights and freedoms as all other people is extremely important to uphold. And you might suggest, like you have, that you would support that because currently you believe that you are not going to be prejudiced in any way. But I would suggest it's a slippery slope into taking away that core that says that we're all equal. It provides new laws, new ways of creating our society that picks people off based on their race. And I don't want to see our country getting into a situation where people are given different rights based on their race.
So why is it when ACT frankly just doesn't seem to want to support the well-being of those who are most negatively impacted by our societal outcomes, i.e. our Indigenous people in this country, it is divisive? Why is it divisive?
I think you're making a very strong statement there about what the ACT Party believes. But if you actually look at the ACT Party and what we have said and put forward as policies, we do want to see better outcomes for all people, and that includes Māori. And if you look at the previous government, the ACT Party put forward charter schools that provided better educational outcomes for Māori kids. That was for vulnerable communities. It is not right to say that the ACT Party does not want to see vulnerable communities being afforded the same outcomes as all people. But what we do stand for is our principles that says that every person in this country should be given the exact same rights as all other people. And I think we have to question why it is that you and people who might be listening, why it is that this government wants to stir up tension in New Zealand by creating different rights for different people.
Can you see why, for some people, or at least admit their position that taking this position where there shouldn't be more rights for Indigenous people, it could be seen as racist by members of the public?
Absolutely not. I think what we are saying is that the foundational core of our country is extremely important, and it shouldn't be changed without very, very strong consultation with all members of New Zealand. And if you look at what the government is doing, it wants to change our laws to suggest that, you know, potentially we could have a separate healthcare system for Māori, we could have a separate court system for Māori, a separate parliament for Māori. These are all based on people's race. And I think we don't want to get into a situation in the future where people are being defined by their race. I want to live in a country where it doesn't matter whether you're a recent migrant, whether your family has been here for hundreds of years. We should all be treated with respect and be treated equally.
That was Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.